Entre les cœurs, Liquid Entrepreneurship and Small Bars Daily Business. In episode number 9 of the Entre les cœurs audio experience, I would love to talk to you about something our industry calls on-trade, or to be more specific, on the way money is spent in on-trade addressing bars. And I would love to hear your feedback on that. That would be awesome. So just to pick you up a little bit, on-trade is, I think it's a very old idea when you start to sell liquor. And someday people decided to divide it a little bit into two segments, where you sell your liquor and also where you put your marketing money. One is called off-trade and one is called on-trade. And on-trade means everywhere where your bottles are sold open or where they become open. So in a bar, in a restaurant, on a festival, on a concert, on an event. You know, everything, everywhere where people consume the product but not buy a bottle. So often the idea is you also start to invest in the beginning more money on on-trade, because having bottles open in good bars and restaurants and let people talk about it, and you know, when the product is really good, bartenders love it, they talk about it with the consumers, they present it. Often on-trade is next to a really interesting sales channel, so there is products who are often more consumed just on-trade, and there's products who are often more consumed off-trade. But often the idea is to give or to build a brand on-trade, have some special marketing activities there, and because then the request in good bars and restaurants starts to work out, the sales off-trade become more and more interesting. But first you build the brand in on-trade and then you move over to off-trade, and hopefully, because liquor business is fast-moving consumer good and often with a very, very high margin, you manage, because of your valuable marketing in the on-trade, you have a very high margin, and then you bring it over to off-trade, and then all of a sudden everything, you know, pays out, because when you sell a product a few million times with a very high margin, then it becomes super interesting. And this is often what you hear in the newspapers once or twice a year. This is our blue chips in our industry, when people say, this tequila just got sold for $1 billion, this vodka got sold for $2 billion, because, you know, this is the result, because when you started to build a brand with a very high margin, often on trade, and then it becomes really big exposure off trade, there's often the point where the really big companies sneak in and started to buy these cash, I don't know if it's cash cow, because finally it's very expensive, but I think these guys know what they do. And just to give you an idea what on-trade is all about, it's a sales channel, so all the bottles who are sold open, you invest as a product owner, you invest money in this channel, but sometimes this channel is also very interesting to build your brand, to sell more off-trade, so maybe sometimes this is even more interesting to spend more money on-trade. And today I just want to give you my 2 cents on how people or how product owners do maybe on-trade marketing, or maybe why it's wrong for me today. So finally, you're a product owner and you decided you want to spend some money in this on-trade world, in the on-trade channel, because you want to establish an international brand, and you think, you know, you also want to sell in this brand, and you want to spend some marketing money there. And I think this is a good decision in general. I think this is how it's done, and I think how it's good. But now it comes to the point, if it's a good way to do it or a bad way. So how it's done till today often is, you decide you want to do it, you have maybe a marketing guy in your company, or you hire some externals and they all team up and they create a big campaign, and you know, lots of meetings, everybody, you hire some externals, some consultants, everybody's teaming up. There's many people talking about how they would do marketing in a bar, and they have not much experience as a bar owner. And the result is something very interesting, because the result, I've never seen really a campaign who really addresses bar owners and give them really value. So you spend lots of money for the people who create this campaign, and from my a little bit arrogant, selfish point of view, they don't deliver high value to the bar owner. Some of them are cool, some have some good features, bad features, but in general, I couldn't see really a campaign which says this is really giving value to a bar owner, really valuable, let's do that. And I would recommend in 2018, skip all the middlemen, skip them out, because I would recommend you to address good bars, negotiate with them, but give them the freedom to do it on their own. I know it's risky, but I promise you, you will have far higher and more successful word of mouth and marketing results for far less money if you are brave. You should go and directly address the bar owners and negotiate with them and make a really good deal, because they know how to marketeer in their world best, and they know how to reach out to their cool people, to their cool crowd best. They know what's best for them and their consumers, instead of a real big overhead, having fancy smancy campaign ideas, and it's not working out. So if you, in my opinion, want to spend money in on-trade, address bar owners, that's selfish because I am one, and negotiate with them and make them a real offer. Not really. The problem is there's not respect their marketing. I mean, you spend lots of money on these people who create this campaign, and then there's so little left actually for the bar owners. Why you don't respect that bar owners in 2017-18, and also good bar managers and bartenders, that they have become little media agencies, and they, if they are good, can reach far better the people you want to reach than all this overhead you still invest so much money in, my point of view. And also for us bar owners, very interesting. Maybe we should team up. Maybe we should look for people we really like to work with and team up and become, I don't know, 10, 20 really cool bars. But then we flip it around and these network addresses brands and says, listen, we have this and this idea. We love your product. We want to join all of these 20 bars, want to join in with the product. We want to do something. This is our idea how we individually would promote it for each bar. And this is our price tag. I would say it's far more interesting. I would say to understand, because on-trade world is, you know, it's big business world. So budgets are written already for 1 year in front. So we need to sit down and think about it. And don't get me wrong, it's not about that you guys call me now. It's more like just an inspiration. Sit down with the bars in your town or with the bars from your country, really think, just the guys you, and team up and say, hey, we maybe, you know, we all need this and this cool product, and but then we really want to have a really cool price so we can give a really cool price to our consumers and whatever, have a really margin, and there's really value for us in it. I just love the idea. Let's flip it around. I just like the idea. I think in the the amount of money spent in on-trade is lost in the agency world, but it never reaches the bars. And this is wrong. So be brave, be direct, contact a few cool bars who you believe in. I promise you, for far less money, because we can keep all the marketing money out which you spend to all these agencies people, because I believe that good bars know by themselves how it would be perfect when they found a great product where they believe in, how to promote this. And then it's wonderful if you team up, because that gives, financial power to the bar, you support it, it's good for the staff, it's good for the consumers, I don't know, because you get some free drinks, you get some promotion, you just get a good price, whatever, so that you can use as a bar to also promote your brand. Personally, I think it can be a wonderful team up, but I think it's till today often done wrong. And I think we need to change that. I think the power is with the bars and the bar owners and the bar managers. And the power is not in too many people sitting in too many meetings and have really strange campaigns where it's more about to impress other marketing guys. This is what most of the money you as a product owner lose, because your marketing guys want to impress other marketing guys. But actually sells and actually, you know, putting smiles on consumers and make them happy and let them spread the word about a product, I think you pay a very high price and you lose lots of money in between. And I think if you are brave, you can address bars better and they would give a better result if you find. And we bars should have that in mind, team up, flip it around and address the industry. You know, we have these buying, I don't know, there's a German word, Einkaufsgemeinschaft, so you team up as a buyer and then you add marketing from your point of view to it, and you just contact companies and say, listen, now we can give you exposure in the 10 biggest city of Germany with this new gin or this new vodka or this new rum, we can offer you that, but we want this and this and this, this price, this marketing fee, this and this, what do you think, will it work out? And I think for the guy who has to pay for, it's just like half the price of what he in the moment invests in all the other things. I think it can be a win-win situation. Maybe some marketers don't like the idea. That's another problem. But I think this is 2018. So I would love to hear your feedback on this. And so have a great night. You know, man.